This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In very few words. Now we'll go on. There's more to the answer, and we'll play that in a minute here on WEEI Afternoons. But he said it's not the financial penalties, it's the basketball penalties of the second apron that are the issue in the NBA for a team like the Celtics that are past that apron for next year. You've heard all about these $500 million payrolls and all these things that are a consideration. They were going to be a consideration if the Grosbeck family kept owning the team, and they are certainly a consideration for Bill Chisholm and the new ownership group with Wick Grosbeck as a partner in this operation as it moves forward. So, Fitzy, were you intrigued by that? Because I do feel like Wick clarified something that most in the media, or even most fans, calls we take, analysts have said, well, you just can't pay that every year. You're going to lose money, $500 million, blah, blah, blah.
Taxes are impossible
right.
on it. It's going to be a losing enterprise. They'll be in the red the whole time.
And he kind of, I think, accurately, or maybe not. I mean, we can debate where he went, but he emphasized the issues with the second apron in a different light. So let's hear that. Let's hear the rest of that answer, Stiz, and then we'll debate if this is the truth or is this some word games being played by Wick Grosbeck.
Okay, the new CBA was designed by the league to stop teams from going crazy. And they decided that it's not just good enough to go after the wallets, because then the fans are like, hey, you know, find somebody who can afford to spend, whatever, $500 million a year or whatever it is. The basketball penalties mean that it's even more of a premium now to have your basketball general manager, your basketball president, be brilliant and lucky, because you've got to navigate, because you can't stay in the second apron. Nobody will. I predict for the next, you know, 40 years of the CBA, no one's going to stay in the second apron more than 2 years. So we have Brad Stevens, the reigning executive of the year, and thank God we do. He's the one that really brought us this championship with his brilliant moves. I mean, many other people, but Brad is forefront, and he's looking at this, and he's going to extend our window and make it work. I believe he will, and we'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
So what was your reaction to that, Fitzy? When you heard that answer, how did it play in your big old head?
It is a big old head too. There's a lot of room up there.
Big old hat on top of it too.
I got a custom order him, baby.
Like a salad bowl.
You could do a lot of things. That was the worst thing when I left football at Braintree High School. My coach said, "Hey Stevens, now that you're done with your supersized helmet, maybe we can use it as a punch bowl and throw a patty."
Oh, that's bullying these days.
It was back then too, but that's okay. It made me who I am. Well, maybe that wasn't so good. Anyway, first thing that comes to mind is, wow, maybe the person who is most integral to the continued success of the Boston Celtics this season, next season, and for years to come isn't Bill Chisholm, old Billy the Chiz. Maybe it's not Joe Mazzulla. Maybe it's not Jason Tatum. Brad Stevens really swings a big blank around the offices of the Boston Celtics at the Auerbach Center right across the street from us here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Mass. He is, and this is why he was also mentioned, I believe, in Wick's statements yesterday, in Bill Chisholm's statements as well. Like, Brad Stevens behind the scenes is an even bigger player, an even bigger, I'm going to say, like, he's like the sneaky gangster behind the scenes that runs the whole operation. I mean, we know he's the president of basketball operations, but Brad Stevens really plays a huge role in all this. And second, it was kind of a good basketball lesson for all of us. Like, it's once you get up to the top, when you spend your way up there and you earn that spot, it's tough to stay up there. And it's not just because everyone is swinging for the king. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So there's the financial that everybody has talked about. Now you have Wick saying, no, you're missing the point. The finances are not the thing. They actually put these penalties in place because people would ignore the finances and maybe just keep plowing through. But the flip side of it is, and he certainly foretold what could be an interesting summer, hopefully post banner number 19, where he almost painted himself as an observer. We all just got to sit back and see what Brad's going to do with this basketball team. I personally can't wait to see what he does with the team that I still own and maybe will still own when he's making those moves and will still be running in the future. You're right. Brad Stevens, I asked the question yesterday when they listed him as a partner. Maybe he's more than a partner. Maybe he's the managing partner of the Boston Celtics, because it sounds like Wick is like, wait till you see what Brad's going to do. I'm going to be with you, getting my popcorn, just watching and learning what we're going to do to this roster.
Like, what you want? Like, NBA coaches now get paid a pretty, pretty penny. What do you think Brad Stevens is making to basically handle all the financial basketball operations, scouting, contract, every other detail, it seems like, funnels through Big Bad Brad? He must be taking in a pretty penny.
I think he's making tens of millions of dollars in that Belichickian role of power that he seemingly has. But my question and my pushback with this is, so forget the money, basically. Wick says. He says, fixate on the basketball limitations. Oh, you can't trade. And if you do trade, you got to match up salary perfectly. You can't add up salary or stack salary. And you don't have the mid-level exception and all these different things. But if your roster is that good, what are all these moves you're looking to make? If you want to keep your roster together, and if you're telling me the hundreds of millions of dollars in penalties are not an issue, and you have a roster that wins the title. Let's just fast forward to June and the Celtics win the title again. Why do you have to make moves? If everybody's healthy, they're all under contract. Everybody, it was the whole story last year. They were able to sign, re-sign, keep the band together. Sam Hauser's back. We already had Pritchard on a contract. Drew Holiday, Porzingis. Why do you feel limited? What moves are you limited from making? Why do you need to change the roster? You've kept the entire organization together for 2 years in a row. They've won the title twice. Wouldn't you just keep the organization together again for a third year in a row if money's not the issue?
If it's possible, I don't see why you would possibly want to break things up. And I know, who is it? You know, you floated yesterday. Well, you could always trade Porzingis if you need to, if you got to start finding some ways to relieve yourself of salary. Drew Holiday, obviously, would be another prime candidate as well.
But there's why do you need to relieve yourself of salary?
They said they don't, but right. they might be saying that, but then they still may want to, and they'll find a basketball reason for it. But there could be some behind the scenes. There could be some front of center rhetoric going on right now while there's some true behind the scenes salary based fiscal manipulating that's going to end up going on. Like, you just heard Wick say, like, you can't stay in the second apron. No team is going to stay there forever, which means that you're just going to be living in penalties and eating at their bottom line. They are, even though they're going to tell us like what we want to hear, like, oh, we're going to throw whatever dollars we can. We're going to throw green at green to keep winning for the green. They are still businessmen. Like, you can tell me it's a passion play all you want, but they do still eventually have a bottom line, right?
They do, I'm sure. I mean, I don't really know if they do. They got boatloads of money and billions of dollars. Maybe they don't really have a bottom line. And
else, $20 beers.
Elsewhere in the interview, he said they're top three in revenues in the NBA without owning the arena, without, you know, that building that we'll talk about in a little bit. But I just go back to, because I read something very interesting. I'm not going to pretend that I understand all the second apron and the penalties and all the financial ramifications and all that. But I read something from one, and I apologize, who it might be, Adam Himmelsbach from The Globe, whoever, that if you were able to find a taker for Drew Holiday, that right there would basically save you like $100+ million. His salary.
I read the same tweet. I can't remember who it was, but yeah.
And like that would bring you below the second apron. That would kind of cure all that ails your books financially. And if that's true, coming after a year where we've all talked about, is Drew Holiday okay? He doesn't look great. Oh, he's got the old mallet finger. He's not shooting great. He doesn't look like, is he getting older?
Who's going to want him, though?
The god that is Brad Stevens has to figure that out. That's why he makes the big bucks and figures out these deals. But I'm just saying, based on those numbers and what we've seen from Drew Holiday, him leaving to me is not a Marlins teardown. It's not any like, Chisholm took over and ripped. No, it was like, that guy's making a lot of money. He's costing us even more money. He's costing us the ability to make moves. And we wouldn't miss him that much if we moved on from him. Should we just move on from him? Would that just be a good basketball move, not a second apron specific move? So I think it's going to be really interesting to watch this over the next, 6 months, because Wick just sort of put Brad in the crosshairs for the summer. Basically, he said July. What are we going to see from Brad? What's he going to do? It's interesting. I don't know if I totally believe him. I guess that's my short answer, where he says it's not the money.
I kind of just can't believe that the new owner's going to come in and say, like, I spent $6 billion, I'm worth over 10, but I'm willing to lose a couple hundred million every year just so there's a chance I can hoist the Larry O'Brien, ride a duck boat, and have a free pizza waiting for me at halftime, King of Pizza, every time I make my way down the causeway. Like, sorry, it's still business. You're coming in on a team that has already spent out the wazoo. You're going to be spending out the wazoo now. And they may also look like, let's just look at it from a basketball perspective.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Forget about out-of-house alternatives. They may look at the roster and say, we kind of have 10 starter, or at least 9 or 10 people that could start on NBA teams. We play a short rotation in the postseason. Like, we may not need all these guys. We might be able to just go get some more draft picks for a couple years from now, when maybe some of these guys get a little bit older, or we have to start replenishing the cabinet and ensuring depth, if you know what I mean.
And then the other issue I would have if I'm Bill Chisholm, because Wick said he probably won't officially take over until July. It'll be after the finals. Whatever happened, happened. Let's say they win the title. Let's say they win back-to-back titles, but it's Wick up on the stage, and Bill Chisholm is just sort of a fan, a bystander. They'll talk to him, but he's not really the owner yet. He doesn't get... Does he want to...
I got to put him up there on the back, Andy.
Maybe, but what if it falls through? If he's not the owner yet, and then you put him up there and it falls through, you end up with this weird historical blip in time kind of thing.
Snapshots with just a little circle on his face. Then there was Bill Chisholm on
right. The
stage. But
who? Why?
And Pags is going to be like, I told you we had the best offer.
And so let's just say he's not really central figure in the championship, and then he takes over in July. Does he want to take over, and the first thing he oversees is Brad Stevens retooling the roster? He doesn't really get credit for the title. He wasn't the owner yet. He wants to win a title. He said that. He'd do anything for banners. He wants to be paid in banners in the same way Wick was. So I think he's going to want to continue to keep this roster together and be the perfect team and pursue championships when he takes over in July. So I think that's a factor in here as well. If I pay $7 billion at some point, I want to get to hold the damn trophy on a stage. Yes, Diz.
And if we don't go back-to-back this year, how much of an impact do you think that has going forward?
Oh, I think it'll drive him to want to keep it together. I don't think you'll see a teardown. So I think if Bill Chisholm, if this legitimately goes beyond the finals, I think you're going to get another year of this team guaranteed, because I think he wants to win and has his name and sort of stamp on a title.
And if we don't?
I buy that, but Stiz, Andy, Dan, etc. I think if they, let's play out a war game that is potential, has some potential likelihood. Let's say they get to the finals, they play the Thunder, and that speed and the youth of the Thunder, it's not like the Celtics are an old team, save for Horford and the Zinger. Well, Holiday's kind of old too. Okay, it's a nice mix of young guys.
Yeah, they
and
just
veterans.
Aged quickly.
Yeah, damn. I thought it was fresh. I thought I cocooned that action, but I didn't. So let's say they get to the finals and the fresh legs of the youth and the tenacity of the Thunder get the best of them in six or seven games. I wouldn't be surprised. Brad is very, like, he's clinically analytical and he's kind of cold and calculating. And he will make a move to, pardon this word I'm making up on the fly, youthify the team if he feels like he needs to a certain degree, to keep up with a team that is fast, young, awesome. Oh, and by the way, has umpteen picks to come.
No, I don't disagree with that, and I think that would be a pursuit of getting back to championship caliber, and I think Bill Chisholm would sign off on that. He seems to be sort of in love with the idea of Brad Stevens, just like Wick is, and that would be in pursuit of a title. I just don't think it would be a teardown, and I think Bill Chisholm, when he takes over legitimately, fully financed, signed off on, is going to want a title that falls under his regime. And I think that may benefit Celtics fans moving forward. Moving forward here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to continue to talk about Wick Grosbeck and his comments to the Greg Hill Show. Maybe the most interesting comment, some of us believed immediately the Celtics would look into getting their own building. That's where you make your money. That's how you could go from $7 billion valuation to $9 billion like that. Well, Wick Grosbeck said, not so fast, my friend. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.